You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hello, everyone. That was me, Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. You can tell I'm so excited tonight to talk to our guest, but I'll bring her on in just a few minutes. First things first, I want to remind everybody always to think about if you have an excerpt or an article or poetry or press releases to send anything to me for the next issue, which I will be doing probably about the 26th of November, only because it's around Thanksgiving, that kind of stuff. But it took me 3 days to do it the last time, so I will be starting that early. And you can send anything that you have to Stars with a Z, Cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And then I want to mention Stars with a Z, psychics.com. All these stars, I know. And I have another site, Planet Stars with a Z, which is the hub of all the sites. But anyway, Star Psychics is the newest one. And we're in the process now of freshening it up, making a few little changes. No rate change, no price change, just making it look a little bit same colors. You're going to say, oh, my God, they're taking away the blue. No. That is my blue. I'm keeping the blue. Just a little, you know, maybe some nice green and really, really nice. My webmaster Tony's been working on it, and it already looks really good. And then I also want to tell you we have, or Stars will have, its own tarot cards called Stars Tarot Cards. It will be in a Google app. We're just waiting for the API to be finished. And what that is how the Google app there talks to the website, talks to my website for a payment, and that's what the API is. We're waiting on that. And the illustrator who's in Spain is finishing up the last batch of the cards, and wait till you see them. I own them, but they'll be very, very beautiful. I was going to use the Rider-Waite, and I couldn't get permission. So talked to my webmaster, and he said, that's okay. We'll have somebody do them. And so we found this gal, and she really is doing a great job. Beautiful colors. I mean, you're going to be quite impressed. So that's that. And we still have specials on the site, of course, for first-time clients. And I hope you'll go there and enjoy. There's a multitude of beautiful people there. And they're like my family. And maybe I'm kind of mom. I don't know. But they come to me for things. And Natalie, help! And I'm always there for them. Anyways, without further ado, my guest tonight. Well, she works with angels. Everybody loves angels, right? And her name is Corinne Grillo. How are you tonight, my dear?
I'm amazing. I'm happy to be here, Natalie.
You sound as excited as I do. It's catchy. It's catchy, isn't it? It really is catchy. Anyway, you have something called the Angel Alchemy Academy. You wrote a book called The Angel Experiment, which I have in my hands right now. It's a 21-day magical adventure to heal your life. But it's not just that. I was telling her that I read most of the book this afternoon. Fascinated. I mean, she's got invocation. She's got prayer. What's different? The methods in which you can talk to your angels and see results, and we're going to go into that with her now. But first of all, I want to find out from you, where did this book come from? I mean, did you always have it in your head, or?
Oh, gosh, no.
Did you always talk to your angels?
No.
Yeah.
Well, this all of this is just really, it's been a wild ride of unfolding for me. And, you know, I mentioned in the book, it was that, you know, most of my life was extremely challenging. So I was, you know, living in the opposite of angel world back then. But this book really, after, you know, a series of extraordinary events, this book really came from the angels. And it first was created as in the beginning, they framed it as an angel holiday. And they downloaded, essentially, every day was channeled, and each day the angels brought a new gift to humans, to the people. And so they wanted me to sit down and do this thing with them. And it's the very first time I had done a 21-day ritual with the angels. And so, yeah, it was inspired through the angels. I actually had to put everything else I was doing to the side so that I could get this down. And then we released it internationally, and people started having such amazing experiences that eventually they then guided me to put it in book form.
Wow. I mean, I have a picture of you here. You're very, from your site, of course, which is corringrillo.com. You have this, you know, and I don't want to say angelic face, but you have a very sweet, caring face. I mean, all you have to, I mean, faces are important to me. Looks are important, not if you're pretty or not, but just something appealing. And if I see something like this, I know that she's going to be very kind. And, well, I just knew it anyways because I talked to your publicist, I mean, back and forth, like, I can't even tell you how many times. and I just knew that it would be great. Okay, so now, how did you get this information?
So
it was channeled to you. So you sat down with a piece of paper or at the computer, or how did you do this?
Yeah. Oh, I can't write for the life of me with a pen. Oh, my gosh. It's like watching a third grader these days because I've been on the computer so much. So, no, I sat down, and sometimes I would dictate them. So I would just record them and then transcribe later. But and sometimes I would just straight type it. So, interestingly, I was guided to close my one-on-one practice, and somehow in the last hour, this woman called me from my neighborhood, and she said, "Hey, I hear you work with angels." And I said, "Yes, I do." And she said, "You don't happen to be looking for an office, do you?" And I said, "Why, yes, I am." And so it turned out that she was the minister at a local church, and they had this side house available, and they made me this incredible offer to come there. So because it was like on sacred ground there, I knew, okay, we're going to do some really cool work here with the angels. So when I went there is when all of these new inspirations came to life, and I started creating content from this kind of level of inspiration. They essentially cleared my calendar and said, "Okay, get to work."
Wow! But see, to me, the term is divine order. That's the same thing. I mean,
oh yeah,
this was what you were to do. I mean, I think my listeners are probably thinking, "Well, Natalie's got some stories to tell about what's happened to her in her life," but.
Yeah.
I think everybody, and you talk in your book about synchronicities, and I say this a lot of times, there are no mistakes, there are no coincidences, and sometimes, and I can say that this has happened to me, sometimes the path is not a happy one. it doesn't matter how spiritual you are. It doesn't matter. I mean, you hurt. I mean, that has happened to me recently. And so today is one of the best days. Maybe I have you to thank for it. I have no idea. Or the angels just bebopped me on the head and said, "Okay, this is enough. Enough is enough." I don't know. But today I'm really in good spirits. But it's really difficult when you are highly spiritual because sometimes, just sometimes, you just feel the weight of everything and that nothing good is coming. And I'm sure you can agree to that. But let's get into your book a little bit more. Now, tell me a little bit about this 21-day course that you have or days that you work through the book. Now, this is everything through the book that you have. I want to just get into all that you do, and then I'll tell you some things, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, sounds great.
So tell me, this 21-day magical adventure. What is that exactly? Because that's in the title of your book.
I know. Here's the thing. This is what I quickly realized. Pretty much the instant that I encountered angel work and angels is that life quickly became a magical playground. And so when we engage angels in a powerful way and really make a commitment to not just make it a hobby, but to really dig in, then things can change in really miraculous ways. Sometimes the miracles are subtle, and sometimes they are just smack you upside the head, lovingly, a loving smack upside the head. And it is an adventure. And so, yeah, the 21 days really helps activate. It's like 21 different energy attunements that helps lift your frequency. And a very important part of this is help detox you from the crap and crust that we've collected over the decades of being alive. And quite possibly beyond that.
Right. No, I mean,
before we were alive.
Yeah, I was quite impressed with just as far as that I got, and I thought, oh my gosh, I have so many questions. Everybody has had things in their life. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, but they really have. I don't think it's the angels miss anybody. I don't think these things happen just to certain people. Sometimes we don't know what to look for, or we're not aware, but some of us are aware. Not always, though. Now, what was your first, even before you started the book, what was your first experience with the angelic realm? And I love to say that. I love to say those two words. Isn't that strange? Angelic realm. It just sounds so beautiful, doesn't it? It does.
It just takes
and
there.
You can
get
that
like
in your
portal.
Next book. Oh, Natalie said angelic realm. Anyways. Yeah. What was your first experience like? I mean, were you afraid or no?
No. No, I was in awe. And I'll just make it a quick snippy because I talk about it in the book a little bit. So I'll try and leave a little mystery if I can, but I probably can't. The first several decades of my life was extremely rocky. And, from childhood on, and I struggled with even a will to live every morning. Back then, the only prayer that I was hoping for was that day would be my last. And going through a really rough period, a friend of mine, bought me an angel healing. I didn't think much of it. I just thought like, oh, I'm just going to go see a psychic, right? Like I just was like, oh, I'm going to get some cool information and like, awesome. I didn't think it was going to be the thing that set me on this new journey. And so when I went into the room, the person that walked into that room and the person that left that room felt different already. It was a huge, huge change. The things a woman was saying, she had no way to know. And I could also begin to feel the presence of something. I felt the energy moving and things like that. And I felt lighter and hopeful. So yeah, I mean, in the beginning, it was very like, it was almost like, oh, like an exhale. I could just go, oh, I could finally breathe in a lifetime of not being able to breathe. It was just like, oh God, okay, here I am, everybody. So that's kind of what kicked it off. And then, you know, as you know, lots of really interesting things soon happened that slowly guided me into deepening my understanding of what the heck angels are and how they work and how to reproduce miracles.
You know, years ago, I had a gal that read on my site. She could see her angel. I was leading all of these people and all of that, you know, and I didn't, well, I guess I did have some things happen to me. I'll tell you because I know people have heard it before, but I want you to hear it. Anyways, I knew some things and that, but she could see her angel. And, you know, I'd sit there and I'd think to myself, oh, really? Really? So, you know, the skeptic. Oh, but I was, but I wasn't,
yeah.
You know. I just wanted her to tell me.
Yeah, yeah. I totally
so
get
I
it,
So I said,
yeah.
Okay, all right, well, what does this angel look like? Big. Really big. Really tall. Well, if my feeling about them is that, yes, they are very big. The archangels, now I'm talking. I think, and that's what she had. I think it was Gabriel. I don't know who she saw. I don't remember. It's been so long ago. But I was fascinated. I said, well, describe tall and big. Well, I'm in the elevator, and it's touching the top of the elevator. I sat there, and I thought, you know, at first I was still like, oh, yeah, really, you know. But then I got this feeling like, you know what, she's really telling the truth. Because she described some things, and she said some things. I lost contact with her, but I was always amazed that she could see like that. And I suppose it does happen, but I think you don't necessarily have to see an angel. You can just see something else, like what happened to me when I almost died. I think you can see with your eyes, and it doesn't have to have wings, and it doesn't have to be real huge, and it's just something else. I think that can happen. You know, so when people are saying, well, I want to see mine. Well, I've never seen mine, except that I've had some beautiful experiences. And sometimes I have to draw upon them, you know. Sometimes when I get in this space that's not real good, I have to sit there and think. Now, remember, think back to how your life was saved. Think back. Now, you're going to know that you have a purpose here. You're not done. And so, and I'm going to quickly tell you what happened to me. I was very ill. They couldn't do anything for me. I was home because I wouldn't go in the hospital because I just didn't want to. I thought I'd be better off being at home. One night, now you're going to understand this, and you're probably going to get chills. One night, I woke up and my room was glowing a golden yellow. The whole room, the whole thing. You know, I sat up and I thought, wow, this is some dream I'm having. Oh, no, it wasn't a dream. I'm blinking my eyes, covering my eyes, looking around. No, this is not a dream. The lights are not on. Finally, I turned around, and on my back wall was a huge light. I thought it was coming from a crystal. It was that big. I mean, it must have been 7-8 feet tall on the back of my wall. And I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I thought, no, oh, come on, you're really. But then, you know, I kept sitting there watching it, and I kept thinking to myself, this is not going away. This is not a dream. And, you know, I'm blinking my eyes, and I'm thinking, this is not a dream. I'm really awake right now. That was the most powerful thing that ever happened to me. Of course, I recovered. But the thing of it was for me is that I had to see it. I didn't even have to see it. I knew it was to heal me massively, but that wasn't it. I had to see it. You know, Natalie's got to see it with her eyes, and then she's going to always remember. Yes, and she's not ever going to forget. I wrote it down as soon as I got up the next morning. And you know what was funny is that I laid back down to sleep like it was nothing. You would have thought I would have sat up all night and looked at it, but I didn't.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, and I like what you're saying about drawing from that, and because I so resonate with that, because you know, I had a pretty massive miracle as well, and after that, it's like, you know, there's no really going back from that. You know, you have a choice. You do have a choice. You can walk away and pretend like that didn't happen, or you can really kind of flow in that. And I still feel like my life today is still, it was like that event was like rocket fuel that is still propelling me, still propelling me into the life that I have today. So yeah, it can be a great source of.
So I don't know what it was. Now I had a co-host, and she said, well, you know, it could be an archangel, but she said it could be higher than that. She said, when I interviewed her, because I interview everybody, she said, don't tell me what happened to you. I'm going to tell you. And she told me, and she said, I just think it was bigger than that. It wasn't just an archangel. She said, you may have had God's presence with you. She said, because it was just too big. And if it would have been, she said, like an archangel or something, I think you would have seen an image of some. It was magnificent.
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten it. So I don't know if you get anything on it, but I've always felt that it was, of course, to heal me, of course, and I did heal, not fast, but I didn't die, and my doctor told me I probably should have. But I've had other little things, not as mammoth as this, and this was like, a long, long time ago. And, you know, I think everybody has had little things that catch something out of the glimpse of your eye, you know. And then
That's the thing, is paying attention to those little things and really stopping and reflecting and not dismissing them.
Right, right. Well, this I could not dismiss. It was just right there. I mean, there was no way it was going to be ignored. And that was the purpose also of it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to show you.
I'm going to
bring you a humdinger.
When my event happened, again, I was in a really rough part of my life. And it was really, you know, I think sometimes they come to you when you need them most. And the bigger the splash, the bigger the wake. Not everybody, you know, I just want to say I've been working with angels for years now and helping people connect with their angels and connect with the quote unquote angelic realm, Natalie. And everybody connects so differently. Yeah, everybody connects so differently, and some people, you know, really judge their experience because it's like, oh, my angel experience wasn't big enough. But there is no shame in any game when it comes to really connecting with the angels and working on making it happen. And I think that's what I wanted to do after that big angel experience that I write about in the book, that I wanted to figure out almost how to reverse engineer, like, how did that happen, and can we make that make these things happen again. And when I started eventually being guided to bring angel work into my private practice, because I am a licensed psychotherapist and I was doing psychotherapy at the time, when I got that guidance, I could really see, okay, this is what's kind of happening. And I still don't fully understand what happened, but I know that it has something to do with saying yes to inviting in something higher, a higher power into your space, into your body. This is why I talk a lot about invocation, just activating that divinity inside of you. And I also know it's a big part of detoxing the impurities when it comes to angels. So angels really open you up to the divine flow of life.
Right. Well, you know, your book, it's not a huge book, but it's very thorough. And you describe, like I said, the master invocation and prayer, what the difference is. I think many of us, you know, like I do several times a day. I mean, if I'm having a really rough spot, and I'm hoping today is the beginning of no more rough spots. I have some people listening, and I know there's one lady, she's probably nodding her head. Oh, yeah, thank God. Sometimes she gets in this. It's true, and it is true, but that's why I say it's not easy always being highly developed, because sometimes that's when you question the most. Not even question, it's just everything becomes insurmountable, like, well, you know, how can this ever change, you know? But it does, and it can. Mm-hmm. And that's all part of belief, and you talk about that in your book. And It's just, the book is, it's this blue book, and it's got a pair of wings kind of like in white, and it's etched, and it's a beautiful cover, I want to tell you. It's just a beautiful cover. I love the feel of it. Everybody knows that's why I like to get the books of the authors, because I can feel it. I just know, and you know, I'm an empath, so, and that can do you in too, being an empath. That's not always fun either.
Of course.
No. It's not, and you know, I figured it out today. Sometimes, for me, when things seem to be heavy in my life, it's because I'm feeling something, or someone, or someones, or something. It's a heaviness for me. And I thought about it today. I thought, well, you know, maybe that's part of it. So you have to figure out a way to kind of lift it. It's like having a onion skin over you, a skin over you, not heavy, but it's there. And you almost have to peel it away and put it down somewhere and say, okay, another day. This is too much for me today. I can't, you know.
Exactly.
But exactly. I want to know more about your book. Okay, so how does the novice, the beginner, contact their angels? Which is the easiest way? And I'm not saying everyone that they're going to appear in front of you. I just mean invite them in. How does one do that? Can you kind of explain to the audience about that?
Sure. There's a lot of different ways. And something I want to say about the empath thing, just very briefly, is that when I mentioned earlier that I wanted to really die back in the day, I believe that a lot of that was that I was carrying other people's, whether it's people from my family, my clients. I didn't know about the energy body, so I was extremely polluted after several decades of not honoring and respecting it. So I think that working with these frequencies of angels really helps us detox at these levels that somehow seem unreachable. And for me, it's really helped build resilience to the darker energies. Now, I still go downtown and get dropped off every once in a while, but I don't stay downtown the same way I used to. So the beginner can, there's so many different ways to talk to angels. You can do it like super casually, driving in a car. You just imagine that they're there and you talk to them, or you can do it more formally. You can do it more formally, like with the book, we do more ceremonial, more ritual around it, even though it's super simple. It's only, 10 to 15 minutes a day that it requires, but it creates this beautiful ceremonial space for you to engage and play with the angels. And it really helps open the pathway for them to be able to manifest synchronicities and other forms of awesomeness in your life.
And isn't it true that you have to kind of not expect, but you do. You have to, and that's part of believing. You have to just do it, set it aside. Okay, that's it for the day now. And you talk about having an altar. I have an altar, but it was started by somebody else, not me, a beautiful lady that writes for the magazine. She's also an angel lady. You might know her. You might know her. Yeah, she deals with Gabriel a lot. Well, I talked with her one day, and she said, I'm going to send you something. And I thought, oh, okay, what is she going to send me? You know, I mean, I get things once in a while. I mean, I get tons, you should see the books I have. But I thought, oh, okay. So she sent me these two cards. I already had a huge crystal that was given to me by a dear friend. I already had that. She says, now I want you to create your altar. And it can be very simple for you, because she said, you're complex, but she said, you like to look at something, and I'm telling everybody about your own altar because you discussed that, these two cards. Well, one of them, and I opened it up and I thought, okay, two cards, but they were like a man and a woman, like soulmates, like two people finally finding each other, and she wrote this beautiful thing on the inside, or on the back of one of them, and she said, I had this in my space at my altar. And she said, I knew it was time to change it and create something different. And she said, and I held this, and I thought, who should have this? And she said, I knew it belonged to you. And she sent me this. And it's to the right of me on my desk, and it's there every day, and so is this big crystal in front of it. And she said, I want you to create your own altar. You don't even have to do anything with it. So anybody that's listening, you just have it there. You'll know what it is. You'll know what it's for. And sometimes when I'm sitting here, I look over at it, and it does give you a nice feeling, the presence of it. But what she wrote on the inside was just beautiful. But she writes. Oh. She has a big site. And so that's precious to me. But people can, you talk about altars. I mean, you can make them any way you want. I mean, I think you said something, you can have flowers, you can have crystals, you can have beads. I think it's anything that is pleasing to you, that makes you feel good, that you resonate with, that you're fond of. I mean, you can call what I call little doodads. I said this to somebody when I called people. He says, "What's a doodad?" And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what a doodad is, or a dooflicky." I said, "You know, you can just put these little things that are dear to you, pictures of, you know, my granddaughter, my son, my co-host that I had. I have a picture of her. She's up high, though. Things like that. Surround yourself. And maybe, and I just thought of this, maybe my whole room is my altar, and I just realized it. Because I'm looking around at what is here, and I think it's the whole room. I think it's most of this room, which is a nice feeling because it's my haven. I'll turn the light on or come here in the morning. Okay, let's rev it up because I have a big PC and I have three monitors and it's like my friend, you know, it's my friend. And so,
right.
So I think if everybody can do something like that, it doesn't have to be mammoth. It can be really small. Don't you agree? I mean, it can be things that are precious
people
to
People get really caught up. Yeah, people get really caught up. I get a lot of emails and you know, oh, what color candle should I have and what can I do? And you know, it just doesn't have to be that. It just do it from your heart. Create something beautiful. It can be just a candle, but with an open heart. And also, you can also, some people travel and they feel like, oh no, what am I going to do? And you can have a little travel bag and bring a little votive or a flicker, you know, you can be flexible with it. So I do travel. I have a travel one that I carry in a little small purse, and it's like this little tiny candle with little tiny owl and you know, little inspiring little things.
Your doodads.
My
doodads. I'm teaching you all kinds of new phrases. Look at that. But yeah, little things that are precious to you that somebody would look at and say, well, what in the world is she doing? You know?
Yeah.
But that's what it is, and you make it, allow it to make you feel good when you look at it, because it will. It will. I mean, it does for me anyways, but mostly because mine is because who it came from, and she's very special, and I was quite impressed. I mean, I thought, well, you know, I've known her for many years, and so that was really nice, and I think you can surround yourself. A lot of people like crystals and that kind of thing. I have a bunch of them around my tub. All were sent to me from this lady who gave me this big one. She's in Florida. She gave them all to me. I had this huge box coming up here. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And she said, now you got to cleanse them. Yeah. And you got to cleanse them all. You know, just don't let them sit there and collect dust. You know? And, yeah, that's what she does. And so it's... yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and I think if you can allow yourself, and sometimes I think you have to have a little bit of an imagination. You have to allow things just to come in, and some people just can't do that, though. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just like in this square. I call it a square, that they don't like to venture out at all. I mean, I don't talk to many. I talk to my granddaughter about it. My son about it, but not even one of my close girlfriends who I really talk about how I believe and what I can see and all that kind of thing. Isn't that strange? And I don't know why, because I mean, she loves me as a friend. I'm sure she would understand it, but we do that, I think. I think we know, you know, maybe we're thinking, oh, what's the matter with her? Is she nuts? I mean, she's, look at this. I mean, you know, but no.
Yeah.
And
well,
it is. And what?
I was just going to say there's some people who, you know, it's just going to fall on deaf ears sometimes. You know, sometimes it's our own insecurities, but sometimes you just know not to go there. It's like an instinct or a knowing not to go there with certain people.
Well, that's true. You'll get a feeling. I mean, sometimes when my granddaughter played soccer, there was a couple of, well, there was one lady in particular that I just didn't really stand around her. I didn't even think about it. I just didn't. And I think it was because of her energy. And, you know, you do feel energy, and everything is energy. Everything is energy. And so you're going to get this, you don't see it, not necessarily see it, but you can sense it. And as soon as you start fine-tuning your senses, then then pretty soon, look out. I mean, you're opening the door. And now I don't get that every day. I'm going to tell you, I'm clairaudient. I am hearing a very large, loud doorbell, like it's at a cathedral door. It's humongous. I mean, it jolts me when I hear it, and it kind of echoes. It kind of echoes, but it doesn't. It's hard to explain. I've been trying to find the sound, and I can't. I mean, it's just for the last couple of weeks, I've heard this. Not every day now. It's when I least expect it. I can be sitting there meditating, and all of a sudden, there it is. And so, and when things like that happen to you, just like with you, and I'm sure you would say this, you almost have to figure out what it means to you, because, and sometimes you don't know right away either. I mean, I just know it's something coming, and it's going to be big in my life. It's going to be, because it would be like going to not a monastery, not a convent. It's just very angelic. The sound, it's like a doorbell. It's the strangest thing, but it's something. I haven't really figured it all out yet, and I don't think I really have to, but I love the sound of it. It's very special. Isn't it how things happen like that, and you think, gee, I want to hear it all the time, but you can't make yourself hear it all the time. It just doesn't work that way. But I heard it 2 days ago. So I just... and I'm sure things like that happen to you too, right? You hear sounds, you see, if you can see feathers, you talk about all the little signs that we can get.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not sound, and you know, it depends on which of our psychic senses are the most pronounced. So I'm definitely more of a feeler and knower and seer than a hearer.
Okay.
So I don't hear a lot. I just find a lot of people judge the way their information comes through without giving the gravity to, like, wow, you can feel angels. That's so cool, because they want to see angel apparitions with wings and not really embrace, like, oh, wow, I'm hearing gongs. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. Like, see, mine is not a gong. It's not like hitting something and going boing. No, it's just this most beautiful, loud sound.
Yeah.
And when I hear it, I'll say, okay, I heard it. I heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
I acknowledge it. Isn't that funny? It's like I'm talking to somebody. Okay, I got it. I got it. You know, I'd like to hear it again. So when you feel it's time, you can ring that bell, like, doorbell again. But and I don't make light of it, because it's very serious when it happens. But that's just an example of things. Sometimes people, I think, can smell things, scents, flowers, whatever. I'm sure that happens, right?
Yes,
you
I
go
that
through
clear.
Everything in here about the
that,
different
I,
ways.
I,
go
I,
ahead. Don't.
I call that
just,
clear. I call that clairsmelliance.
That's good. I like that. See, another word for our little list here we've got. I like that. Now, you have something that you're offering on your site. I don't want to miss that. You have a 7-day miracle challenge. It's a course. And then you have something here, receive my love and abundance guided meditation bundle. Tell me something about what you're offering on your site. And I want to tell people,
okay.
I've got our site pulled up, of course, as I usually do. I have, you know, the author, but it's all my colors. Oh, my gosh, it's this turquoise. And she's got this, you've almost, you know, got the color that I saw in my room during the night. Almost, not quite. That yellow you have by your picture. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's like the sunrise, I guess. Yeah. So it was definitely a sunrise. But you've got all kinds of things here. You've got the Inner Sanctum. Tell me about that. These are things on her site, and that's corringrillo.com. Oh, is that pretty? Oh, your Inner Sanctum.
Okay, so
look
at
those colors. I could just sit there and look at this.
Yeah.
No, I have to explain to everybody. It's got a set of gates. There are gates there. And around it are these beautiful colors. Now, that's the yellow. You know what it is. That's the yellow that my room was glowing.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I've definitely seen that color before. And so, yeah, the 7-Day Miracle Challenge is that it's a 7-day practice. It's 7 emails that you get every day, and each day is a new day, and each day unfolds, and it helps detox you so that you can connect with the angels. It's like the ultra beginner level of speaking with angels. And then you can see the book there with the book. If you buy the book through my website, you can submit your receipt and receive a love in abundance, a love in abundance bundle. And with that, there's different healing meditations to support your cash flow. There's an archangel manifesting workshop that I did in Ireland that I have recorded, and then you get that as well. I even have one of my favorites, which is a youth and vitality DNA activation in there. So if anybody who buys the book, you get all of this. And something I forgot to mention was that the book also comes with its own audio. So if you buy the book, you can download some of the all 21 days of the meditations with you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are little companion audios. The Inner Sanctum is the heart of our community, of our angel community. We have, that's where our members go, our VIP members go, to really deepen the work and to not just do it for 21 days, but to do it year round. We have a library of about 150 channelings that I've done over the years. And people use the library just to kind of like, almost like an oracle card reading. It's like, what do I feel like listening today? And a lot of people say, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I needed when I needed it. So those are angel healing transmissions. And I send out new ones every Sunday that touch into the real life energetic pulse of what's happening on the planet now. So sometimes we'll talk about, oh boy, we're going into Mercury retrograde. Sometimes we'll talk about, oh, it's the seasons changing. So we have all different levels to play with.
Well, the picture of the Inner Sanctum, if you go to her site and you'll see how beautiful it is, and it's very inviting, is what I want to say. It makes you want to open the gates and go through. Greens and yellows and orbs, there are orbs there. It's just very, very inviting. Now I'm going to go move along here a little bit and see what else she's got here. You have your shop. You offer angel readings. You also offer other kind of readings. I got to go down here a little bit and see. I like to talk about this kind of stuff because this helps to promote you, because you have stuff here of all the healings. You have a gift of love from Mother Mary. That was my mother's, one of her names. She had all kinds of names. And you have all kinds of things with Ariel, you have all the stuff here, and you know, your rates are so reasonable, really. But you see, you're kind of in line with how I run my site. I like people to be able to afford it. And, you know, I was on another interview today, somebody interviewed me, and we were talking about it, that oftentimes you'll go someplace and you want to do something with that site, but you look at the price and you think, gosh, I can't do that. That's just, yours are not even your own readings. They're very reasonable, I feel, anyway. So, I mean, you know, this is, yeah, they really, really are. Yeah, they're very, very reasonable. Yeah.
If you look at the,
go ahead, just interrupt me. I'll talk the whole hour myself if you let me. I'll just run with it. So you guys just say, Natalie, be quiet. Natalie, it's my turn.
That's so cute.
<I'm kidding.
laughs> You're in the right gig if you want to talk. Yeah,
I am. I love what I do.
Something I wanted to say, Natalie.
I really, really do.
Yeah. Something I wanted to say, Natalie, was that for the angel readings, those are not. Those are my students. So I train people internationally how to do angel healing and angel readings.
So you can book a session with them, right?
Yep, you can book a very reasonable session. We even have sessions starting at $35. And our students are highly trained. It's really this beautiful, intensive for them. And each of these people go through this huge transformation during the during the process. So if you're going to get a reading, if anybody wants to get a reading from these people, I highly recommend just scrolling through the whole list and finding one that really resonates with you, that you can kind of feel the love, and book a session with one of those. That's probably your guidance leading you to that person.
Now, what if they want to get one with you?
I don't really do a lot of one-on-one anymore, to be honest. Yeah, no, I save all the one-on-one. I like to refer all of the people who want to come to me down to my students. So it's my time to, I'm doing more teaching now than doing, so
right,
yeah,
right.
I got the call.
Well,
several years ago.
It's, exactly. It's kind of, you know, like what I do. I'm on my site, but I'm not on the site. I let them, I you know, if I wanted it to be Natalie's, it would have been hers, you know. So I'm kind of doing like what you do. You have these beautiful people that have their gifts, and you want them to share the gifts, and you make it very reasonable. And that's what I do with my site. Somebody says, well, you should be on there. No, because you know what happens? The owner is on. I'm going to go to her, not to this one that I normally go to.
Mm-hmm.
And that would not make me feel good. Really wouldn't. And I prefer not to. I do privates, but I don't do that many. I get people that call me all the time and you know, they want to come to their home, and I don't do that anymore. I did that when I lived in Michigan, but I don't do that around here. I'm in the South, and it's not the Bible Belt, but it's, you know, I'm not far from Savannah, which is like, you know, probably one of the, it's a haunting city. I mean, it's probably second in the United States. It's just a beautiful place. So there's a lot of people that are inquisitive and all that kind of stuff. And so you have to be careful that I don't let people come to my house unless they're recommended by somebody that I know. But yeah, you kind of do what I'm doing. I mean, on a different scale, you're allowing everybody to view all of these beautiful people. Some are in different countries, I see, right?
Oh, yeah, we have
one in Spain, British Columbia.
Yeah, we have British Columbia. We have Japan, Australia.
Germany.
Germany,
wow. You got quite a few here.
We do have Germany. We do have Germany, yeah.
Yes, yeah. You see, add that to your list. Yeah, you do. You have the good old USA.
I mean, I'm telling you, this whole thing is crazy. I have to tell you, it's just, I can't, you know, I'm just so grateful how things have gone, and it has everything to do with just being in contact with the angels. Because again, this, the life that I'm leading today, Natalie, I have to tell you, it's just so by itself miraculous. I can't even believe that there's international healers on my site. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you ever look back and go like, what the heck? How did I get here?
Yeah, you know, see, I don't, because of my site, I really, I don't hire people from other countries. I have some, and I used to do it a lot more, but I found that it's very hard to get with them. But see, my site is different. It's just totally different.
Time zone.
You know, and I can't, and sometimes, you know, you can't reach them, of course. You can't call them. It's international. And sometimes, you know, they don't always answer emails. And, you know, then I have to actually physically go into the chat room because they all have their own and say, okay, I have a question for you. What's going on? How come you're not on? Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or send them a note. I can send them a note and it goes to their profile. So I try not to do that anymore. And it's not because they're not beautiful people all over the world, because there are. There really, really are. I think if somebody struck me as being, oh, gosh, I want to have this person on my site, then I would bring them in if I had that feeling. Sometimes from the UK, which is easy, you know. There's always Skype. You can always contact people through Skype. But you have a wide variety. It's very impressive. It's very, very nice. And so now you just do training, one-on-one training. Is that what you do now?
I just teach in different capacities. So, like, I have a weekend workshop coming up, and a lot of my international students, we do a six-month online experience, but I'm very much engaged in teaching and there with them. So And at the end of that, we usually have a big annual retreat. This year's was in Peru. So,
You've been all over the world. How wonderful.
It's something. Yeah. So what's great is like our communities, the people who do our Angel Alchemy Academy, they start learning and meeting each other from all around the world. So it's so fun to watch people from the different countries make best friends and then all convene in one location in the world. So last year we had people fly out from all over the world to come meet in Peru because they had literally made the best friends of their life but had never quite met them. So
right.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I have a training coming up in at the end of February at a beautiful place called 1440 Multiversity. It kicks off on February 28th. So if anybody's interested, that's the next live event I'm doing. Multiversity.
Where's that at?
1440 Multiversity. In Santa Cruz, California.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't get to travel that much, but I travel in my mind. I'm one of these, you know. I can go anywhere.
You're like, I'm all over the place.
My desires, I want to go to Africa. I love animals so much that, and I have a dear friend who's a wildlife photographer, and I'm going to have him on in March. He's in Africa right now. But those kinds of things. But isn't it funny how we get pulled to certain things? I mean, you have your thing and listening to mine, and they're just so different, but yet they're not. They're things that we love, things that we would love to do and be near and all of that, and that's what's really nice about it. So it doesn't have to be, oh, you have to do this, or no, find what it is you would really enjoy and go if you can. And you know, you can experience everything online, actually. I mean, if you're lucky to really be there. I see I have some callers, but I don't know who some of them are. I know some of them are, but a couple of them I don't. Now, whoop, we lost one. Anyways, now tell me, this book is out right now, correct?
Yes, The Angel Experiment. You can find it on my website, yeah.
Now, is it in Amazon?
Yes, it's in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other places.
Okay, well, see, I'm lucky I have it right in front of me on my desk. Thank you. I have my own copy, thank you. That's the advantage of doing interviews. Well, I don't always get books, though. Sometimes I get these big astrological calendars, the gal that delivers everything, my mail lady, she says, you get a wide variety, don't you? I said, oh, yeah, I do. And sometimes it's a surprise. Mm-hmm. That one of the publishers, I'm sending you something, and it's not just one thing. It'll be like five books or because these are all potential interviews, people that I'm going to be interviewing. And matter of fact, I just got something from your publicist tonight, and I'm going to be putting it in the December issue of my magazine. I believe we have a press release in there right now, if memory serves me correct, and don't count on my memory because sometimes, let me see, I'm going to go there right now and I'm going to find out. Yeah, we made a decision, because I didn't have the excerpt in time, and I said to her, well, why don't we just do it? We'll do it. Yeah, I have a press release on you in my magazine. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
It's there.
So
here's
great.
Your book. I put the book in. I do it all. I put a link to your Instagram, your Facebook, your website. It's all there. All of it.
You are amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, I love doing that. That's what I do. I mean, it makes me smile. And I've been doing
Natalie.
It for a long time. What's really funny? Is I can, when you get acquainted with somebody like Kim, for example, I can write to her and say, okay, I want to fill some of my January. Who do you have? I've got this one, this one, and this one. I have a lady in Los Angeles. And
yeah.
It's, but you see how varied what I do, and I do it all from my office. I don't have to leave. But yet I know so many beautiful people, and I got to meet you, but I was so excited because I told her, and she says, why are you so excited? I said, I don't know, because it touches me, I guess, because I've had some experiences, and I want everybody else to share and to learn from you what you've experienced and what you can offer. I think it's important. The more we put out there, the more we put out. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so true.
I mean, you have
to.
And I like it varied. And, you know, sometimes I'll have somebody on, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, how is this interview going to ever go? I mean, but I do it. I think it's a gift. I just pull the info out. You know, it's true. I had a man he was a trial attorney, and I kept thinking, what am I going to say to this man? Well, come to find out, he was very spiritual, and we're laughing. He's this older guy, you know, and he says, you know what, Natalie, I'm going to tell you something. He says, I think you pray when you sleep. I said, why? He said, I just have this feeling about you. I said, well, if I'm in the right frame of mind, I guess I do that, you know. I don't know. If I'm having a bad day, I probably just, oh, just let me sleep. I don't want to bother. I'm not praying for anything. He says, no, you do. Yeah, I know you do. And so you see that I opened up something else with him that I never thought I would have. You, I just knew, oh, this is going to be totally awesome. How can we miss? How can
so
we miss?
So fun. I know.
I know. You know, I can tell in your voice that you're enjoying this, and it's so great. And I'll write Kim a note and tell her. She says, well, have a good interview. I'm going to say, well, of course. Did you have any doubts? No. But I want to remind everybody to go back to your site again. It's CORINGRILLO.com. She's got everything there that you can imagine. A lot of stuff that you can read. There's a good some reading stuff there. You can learn about all of her people that are on the site, from where they're from, choose somebody there, and super reasonable. You have everything that is accessible for everybody. It's not like $300, and you know what I'm talking about. You know? Some of them are just ridiculous.
Yeah, we like to do a little range and make sure there's something there for everybody.
Right, and be sure to get your book, The Angel Experiment. I will finish reading it tonight. It made me feel really good. You know, I have books kind of surrounding me, like in my living room. And yours called to me today, not just because you were going to be on the show, but it just did.
Uh-huh.
And it made me feel really good. And sometimes that's what it's about. It's just reading some information.
Totally.
When you're alone with self,
yeah.
And you feel, you know, it just, that's what it did to me.
And yeah,
I've been feeling good all day today.
Natalie, that's so wonderful. You know, what's so interesting is that people have been reading it in our 7-Day Miracle Challenge Facebook group, which is a free experience. So many people have been saying, oh my God, I got my book. I'm only on day 3. And they're talking about just even how having the book in their hand and reading the first 10 pages has already lifted them. And one lady was like, well, you opened up a portal to something amazing. And I was like, wow. So angels are just so cool. And I'm so happy to meet people like you, Natalie. And I hope you really enjoy.
Oh, I enjoyed our conversation. Are you kidding? I'd love to have you back sometime next year. Maybe we'll do this again and see where you're at. Because everybody, I should ask you before we go, do you have another book that you're going to be doing? Or?
I don't have it fully formed. So there's a few concepts, a few ideas, but yeah, I hear one's coming.
Well, obviously you have your own path that you're on right now, and like you said, sometimes when you have to write, it requires a daily, I mean, you have to really be focused, and sounds like you are in an area of your life right now that you're doing exactly what you want to do and exactly, you know, what you need to do. And I think it's important, but I also think that there is going to be another book for you. I don't know what it's going to be about, but you're going to continue on with your experiences, and you're going to share something else. And I'm just I that's what I do sometimes is I just talk and I'll say things, and I'm really very pleased to have met you. You're really awesome. Go to her site, support her site. It's really, wait till you see the colors. Oh, you're going to just want to sit there and look at them. That's the truth. I mean, that's really the truth. So,
Natalie,
thank you so much for coming
thank
on
you.
The show. And everybody, don't forget, go to the sites that I have. Go to her site. Oh, we're just talking about sites tonight here and the angelic realm. Oh, I love that. Don't you love that? I mean, I'm not the first one to say that, but I haven't said that on my show yet, I don't think, and I've done umpteen shows, so it's very a fitting and just
rolls off the tongue. It just rolls
yes,
off the tongue.
Yes, for you. Yes, for you. And, you know, everybody's listening, and, you know, I sign off, and you're going to love this. I always sign off the same way, and that is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And that's how I end my shows, and thank you so much for being my guest, and we will talk again. I would love to bring you back next year. I look forward to that.
Thank you, Natalie. We'll see you next year.
Okay. Have a great evening, everybody. Remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Good night.